for Treasury of Animal Stories by Holly Webb and read by Phillida Nash.
"But I don't want to share my bedroom," Izzy glared crossly at her mum, her fingernails digging into her palms. Her dachshund puppy, Trixie, gave her a worried look. She didn't like it when Izzy was upset. Her ears flattened down and she tucked her tail between her legs, glancing between Izzy and the safety of her basket. She wasn't sure which to run to. Izzy gulped, trying not to cry, and made herself speak in a calmer voice. "It's okay, Trixie. Shh, I didn't mean to scare you." Trixie scuttled towards her and nuzzled gratefully at Izzy's hands. "Izzy, I don't see why this is such a problem." Her mum was staring at her, frowning in a confused sort of way. "You like Charlie?"
"You got on really well," her dad put in, nodding.
"Yes, for one day at Auntie Cat's wedding. That's not the same as having her in my bedroom for 2 weeks." Izzy shook her head. How could they possibly think she'd be happy about it? She had got on well with her cousin Charlie when they'd been bridesmaids together. It had been fun, having someone her own age to giggle with during all the boring speeches. The cousins lived so far apart that they'd only met a couple of times before, and Izzy hadn't really remembered Charlie. It had felt like meeting someone new. Izzy had even camped in Charlie's room at the hotel, like a sleepover. But this was different. Charlie's mum, her Aunt Lucy, was going on a training course for work, and Charlie was coming to stay with them. "Her stuff will be all over the place," she muttered. She knew it sounded a bit feeble, but she couldn't explain it any better. Her room was just for her, and Trixie, of course. Izzy had only had her puppy for 2 months, but she could hardly remember what it was like not having a dog. Trixie had a smart new basket in the kitchen, which she used for daytime naps. Mum said she spent most of her life asleep, but Izzy was sure that Trixie was tired all the time because her legs were so short. She walked about 3 times as many steps as everybody else did, trotting along to keep up. But at night, Trixie slept on a blanket spread over the end of Izzy's bed. Izzy had learned not to wriggle about in the night, after the time she was woken up at midnight by a panicked little yelp as Trixie fell off the end of the bed.